Om Shanti. You know, I'm very lucky soul because I would like to introduce you the very special Baba's instrument, our sweet sister, dear Didi Santosh. Didi is with Baba from her childhood, very childhood. As her family was Lokik family, was a BK family. She is in Gyan more than 40 years. Didi was destined to come to Russia for Seva. She started to learn Russian already in her childhood. So, Baba had some plans for his child at that moment. And now, 35 years have passed from the moment Didi had come to Russia and stayed there. She is doing very great service there. Really, Didi has 50% Russian soul and 50% Bharat soul. Yeah, it's really like this. And she loves all Sivadhari soul so much, especially Gyan Sarovar Nivasi. Is it right, Gyan Sarovar Nivasi?
But they are not here.
No, here. Yeah, there. Many. Yeah. And also all diligent Baba's and obedient Baba's children. She has very big generous heart. And I think her heart is unlimited. She supports many, many, many souls, BK souls and Lokik souls who met her, their soul loves her, really. For example, I support from Didi very big love. I received from Didi very big support and also my family. And I want to say, Didi, thank you very much. And I want to open for you small secret. A few days ago, this chariot, is it possible? Yeah, has celebrated diamond anniversary. Therefore, maybe we are together. Congrats, Didi. Didi.
It means birthday. Older and older.
She doesn't like celebrate birthday, Lokik birthday, but we want, because we want this is charity, doing service long time before end of the Kalpa, okay? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Didi. I want to ask you.
It's on your behalf.
Om Shanti. And we have very good topic today, transformation from Brahmin to angel. Enjoy, please. If you have some questions, you will do it after this lecture.
So your English is improving, yeah? Good. Om Shanti. Everyone okay, soul and body? Nobody sick? No soul sick? Soul not sick now, but body needs always attention so that not to fall sick. So Baba's today's Murli for us, lesson for us. It's like a big push to the souls who have recently come to Baba last 10 years, 15 years, 5 years. So may I see how many of you are here in knowledge 5 years onwards and 15 years lesser, up to 15 years. in knowledge. Okay, 15, 10, 5. Anyone above 15 years? Okay. And mostly up to 15 years. Okay, good. Because our life with God is the life of child, life of student, and life of obedient follower. But it all begins with becoming a very lovely child, understanding that Baba is my eternal Father, true Father. God is not the one who is assigned to give punishment to human beings. God is my Father, my. This realization entitles us with Brahmin, name Brahmin. Because Baba has spoken this to me through the body of Brahma. He gave his introduction through the body of Brahma. So I heard that knowledge in the form of course or in the form of exhibition I came. And then I started studying, I started listening Murli, and I understood. My Father knows me as I am eternally. And what I am eternally, I am a pure soul. No matter how much big amount of impurity is accumulated in the soul now, but still I am originally pure soul. And Baba knows me that image. No one else can even feel from us now who we were, what was the height of our divinity in the beginning, but Baba knows. So, without my waiting, Baba does not wait that I will again become deity and then he will love me. Baba does not wait that. As soon as I come to Baba, Baba gives me complete love, not bit by bit. He does not reveal himself bit by bit. He reveals himself as true Father, ocean of love, instantly. So that realization, yes, I am a soul, and Shibaba has come. This is confluence age. So this makes me Brahmin. Yes, Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari. And I realize I was pure, I have to become pure again. So this is the gathering of such Brahma, Kumars and Kumaris. Okay? Mothers. Let's see mothers. Raise hand. Okay, Kumaris, as Baba told, Kumaris. Living in the center or living as trustee. And then Kumari. Kumari. With the daughter, Kumari. Very nice. She has a great intoxication. Okay. Adhar Kumar, Adhar Kumar, and Adhar Kumaris. So, this all life is student life. Whether I am in home, whether I am in center, whether I am married and living pure life, but I am now student. So, what is my study? And what is this Brahmin life? So for the sake of analogy, when you purchase grocery for your house, you have flowers, different kind, you have spices, sugar, lentils. So lentils, you cannot cook just as when the moment you have the thought, oh, I just want to have lentil in my breakfast. 15 minutes ago you have thought and you want to make lentil. No. For lentils, you need to create thought in advance. tomorrow I want to have lentils in my lunch or in breakfast. And what do? You soak them overnight. So this is pre-preparation. So pre-preparation for some people make them not to choose cooking lentils. Oh, I will eat cucumber or carrot, or I will eat lettuce, drink juice and go to job, because lentil is cumbersome, hectic. Overnight soak and then long boiling. But what it is in comparison with just eating raw cucumber? Can you eat that every day? And it is an art to cook lentil, to make it worth eating, not worth saving on the shelf. It has long shelf life. It can stay in the jar endlessly. But that's not the purpose of growing lentils. The purpose is to be used. So I have become Brahmin not to stay as Brahmin. Understand? I have become Brahmin not to stay long as Brahmin, but I have become Brahmin to become angel. Angel is functional, useful, beneficial entity. And Brahmin is good news, good thing, that there is something. Brahmin is something which can be brought in, which can be put on the shelf. But it has to be cooked so that it can be eaten. So similarly, Brahmin means the entity which has entered into, has been soaked by God, is being made softer. Because sanskars which we brought here as Shudras does not allow us to be the part of big unlimited family. Hard sanskars, jealousy, irritation, sensitiveness, dislike, choosy, with this one is okay, this one not okay, impatience. So these are hard things to be absorbed, to be digested. So Baba cannot reveal this family as my family. So Baba keeps this family behind curtain till it is being ready, getting ready. Got it? People cannot see, seeing Brahmins, at least in the early stage, oh, they are God's children. But once we become pure, after working on ourselves nicely, remembering Baba, then they are able to notice us, feel us through our faces. So it means when I want to see where I have reached in my angelic form or stage, so for that I was recalling Baba's messages. Most of the time Baba inspires children to definitely see how much distant, how much far you are from your perfect stage. Baba shows in subtle region this vision. Here you Brahmin standing, and here is your perfect form. And Baba shows the distance. And then Baba says some were standing so close that they can put garland. They can wed. Garlanding means wedding, means becoming one. They can become one with their perfect form. Just a little bit distance is left. Just a little bit. Very close. Just one click and they are. And some are very far that they are not able to even see that. So that is our beginning stage. In the beginning, when sister instruments would do meditation commentary or anyone, we came in knowledge and they will say, let us experience, I am a pure soul, I am an angel, and we sit very sad. I can't think of myself as an angel. You know, I have come and so much is there. And we used to always come in, isn't it imagination or theoretical or not real? How can we think unreal? But what we were told at that time, this is the method. I'm an angel, but angel can be very little size also, not full size angel. Few centimeters. I have to grow to full size, man size, life size. But I am an angel. So this is called mind power building exercise drill. I accept that I am an angel, and then I build my capacity to become that in my practical life. First I accept it as my stage. This is what is called Svaman. Svaman. My self-respect, my form, my original form. My present form is Brahmin. That is in making. Brahmin is angel in making. But inside, I know I am angel. In life, I am in making. Simple. So what I do, I accept that. And then every day, Amrit Vela, during evening meditation, during my interactions, I pay attention because I am an angel. So this situation has come, how an angel is supposed to handle the situation. So luckily, fortunately, I have come in the university at that time where already some angels were ready. Yes? All sitting here have come after 70s, 80s, 90s. Some might have come after 2000. So by that time, Didi Manmohini became Karmati in 83, then other dadis. Mama Baba became Karmati even before that. So we saw angels in life. We saw their making. We saw their Brahmin duties also. As Brahmins, they have to meet every day to hundreds of people. They have to give direction. They have to give some kind of work, deal with construction, deal with mistakes. So these are all ordinary activities, gross activities. But while doing those gross activities, the way they do that is angelic. What is that method? The method is first pure vision. That this is soul, God's child. So no matter, physically this is brother, sister, worker, laundryman, driver, but this is soul. So it means the vision of oneness. You can't be one with the laundry person or the worker, the sweeper or the driver, but with the vision of soul, you are at one level energy. That is, you don't feel arrogant or you don't feel low with those who have socially high status. One energy, soul. So, stability of vision. So, although I am Brahmin, I have not become an angel yet, but the beginning is soaking means soaking overnight, over the whole age, is making my soul conscious vision stable. So here everyone can check. Am I doing it with that much firmness and consistency? All the souls who we saw as already angels, that was the first and the most important thing. Soul conscious vision. Why? Why this vision is the trigger, is the button, is the switch, or the first step towards becoming avyakt or angel? Why and how? That's what Baba today told. Ekagrata. Ekagrata ki shakti. Power of concentration. Concentration word is translation in English. Baba's word is ekagrata. Ekagrata. Towards one. One pointedness mind. Kakrata. Arrow is there. Not arrow. This is arrow, but pointed in one direction, not in many directions. One pointedness. So when I see soul, it is easy for me to stay ekagra because soul has no details. Soul is light and God's child. What another detail, please tell? And body has detail. As you heard now, you heard just now in introduction, details of body. Body from here, body this age, body that. Yes, from this country, that country. But soul, light. So foremost effort of the Brahmin is on regular basis, hold this practice. I am a soul. This is a soul. This is a soul. If someone is doing that, we can predict. Hello, Om Shanti. You will be an angel very soon. Because we know that this one is very much in soul consciousness. But if someone is not practicing it, we know. Very long journey. Long route this soul has taken. Long route. So there is short route to becoming an angel and there is long route. And what is that short route? Practicing, remembering, I am a soul. So now one simple question. Are you okay with translation? Yeah? Because mostly it's all translation. So I'm trying to be slow. Okay, now one question. Are we souls? Or we are souls sometime body? Who we are? We are souls? This is my true form. So if I have not accepted this my true form, and I do not hold it in my consciousness, awareness, so how can all other things which will come in my life through soul consciousness emerge easily? And what are those things? Baba told today, it will be easy for you to remain merciful like Baba. It will be easy for you to remain benevolent like Baba if you will be in concentration. That is focused on soul. Mind focus means vision on soul. Yes? So when Baba gives us this drill, so the drill is that he brings us into that consciousness in 1 second. I'm 10 years old Brahmin, 20 years old Brahmin, 5 years old Brahmin, I have to do this. So sometime as a Brahmin, when we listen, we have to do service or we have to give message to these many. Otherwise, if we don't do service, we will become subjects, yes? And if we do service, we will become kings. So if we are not listening this in soul consciousness, then there is tendency to lose hope. There is tendency to lose my happiness or smile because I start seeing or thinking of others who are doing service. Oh, they will become king and I will become servant. I will become subject. We have seen many souls listening Murli. We know that now this point has come and this soul's smile will disappear. As soon as Baba says that such children will become subject, and they feel Baba very strict at that time. They feel these words of Baba are very strong. So should we delete those words to prove that Baba is very chocolatey and sweet? Yeah? Or we should keep that? We know that we can't touch Murli, right? Murli is Murli. So who has to change then? Who? What I have to change? My ears. Ears of soul consciousness. So not only vision of soul consciousness, but ears. And what is the difference between physical ears and soul conscious ears? Enough? In physical, we always experience happiness when we listen appreciation or praise. But we would never like to listen appreciation and praise from surgeon and doctor. From surgeon and doctor, we will like to definitely hear truth. Please tell me, truly, honestly tell me, what disease I have, please. No, you are okay. No, doctor, please tell me. Don't hide. So Baba, when is speaking that, he is surgeon, he is doctor. And doctor sees laziness, lethargicness, passiveness is too deep in this child of mine. So he declares, you're going to be a servant with this laziness, with this passiveness. Because I'm not even trying. Oh, people don't listen. In our country, it is prohibited. We are this country, we are that country. In our country, it is prohibited. So that consciousness we harvest and sustain that, the fruit will be no revealed. Baba is not revealed. Brahmins are not revealed. Yes? We remain Russians, we remain Chinese, we remain Vietnamese, we remain Sri Lankans. But angels are not revealed. So therefore, it does not mean that I just get up after this class and go to my country and declare. So God has come, and you all people foolish don't know anything. No. We know that we are not going to do that. But it is true that all our souls, 8 billion people on globe, standing on globe, all our souls, as quickly as I realize it, I can be liberated from this hesitation of looking at them as God's children, as my brothers and sisters. This will allow me to create the feeling of vibrations of belongingness. And when I feel they belong to me, I can easily share my good wishes with everyone and smile. Otherwise, I hold my smile inside, because it's not allowed in our countries to smile. You can't smile with strangers. No, I am not. This is not stranger. This is soul. My Baba's child. So one soul can make a difference. So ekagrata, one pointedness of the mind, that this is a soul. Then other thought will come. You know, when you hold 1 kilogram or 2 kg dumbbell in your hand and exercise your muscles, power, in the beginning, even with 500 grams you have difficulty. Then 1 kilogram you are able to lift. After some days you are able to lift 2 kg, then 10 kg, and then 15 kg. But first day, it is very tough. So similarly, for those people, it is very tough to accept. But we are already champions of soul consciousness. Champions. Yes? Or not? For them it is very difficult. Soul conscious. This one is happy. They feel, they become unconscious seeing us happy, seeing us free, seeing us light everywhere. But I understand. How much times, how many years we are exercising this consciousness. So we are already champions. So how should champion move? So this is Olympics of soul consciousness. And no one else can, Brahmins, except Brahmins can enroll in that, register in this sport. So first thing, I have to check how much I practice. So in Brahmin life, we receive generally after 1 month of the course or 2 months after the course and Murli chart of soul consciousness, checking soul consciousness. One is chart of yoga checking, and then another is chart of virtues checking. But the basic chart is soul consciousness, which is every hour checking. From 3 to 4 morning, or from 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8, 8 to 9, and then till 10 o'clock in the night chart. So in front of every time period, I mention how much percentage I was in soul consciousness. It might seem like school activity or kindergarten activity in the beginning, but this is the foundation which Brahma Baba did, Mama did internally and on paper also. Baba did in diaries. practiced writing, I am soul, Jasudha is soul, put to soul. Whole diary was full with just one sentence. Repeated. So Baba was building the capacity to make soul conscious vision or the concentration of mind towards the soul very strong. Baba was building his capacity by writing it 1,000 times in diaries. Every night Baba was building his capacity of intellect to stay uninfluenced by the 5 senses. O eyes, because mind will be disobedient, then mind will use these workers as per its own direction. This is called mind mat, man mat. My dictates. So when I am transiting from Brahmin stage to angelic stage, it means this basic checking will go long way. Make me angel, as Baba has already guaranteed it. With the power of concentration, you will easily experience yourself as angels. So power of concentration on what? On what in body I should have concentration? On what? Soul. So one more thing here. Sometime we do the mistake of understanding the angels, true angels, and we mistaken Hollywood, Bollywood, angelic boys and girls as angels. And we don't see them here. So we say, oh, Baba says these are angels. But I don't see angels here. This old mother, that old man, this is that. We don't have to do this mistake. Because Baba has made it clear, you will become angels who has no bones and no bodies by surrendering your bones and body fully in service. You use them. You use your body day and night. Not keep it in reserve or in refrigerator or don't preserve. They preserve it. And look, angel. Spend so much money on looking good. Yes, do every sort of thing. Makeup. And here makeup is purity. We get up early in the morning. We have to do so many things. We have responsibilities. We own. We work, whether alaukik or laukik. We cooperate in anything which is connected to well-being of Brahmins, Yake. Right? And after that, of course, you can't see that angelic spark on the face, but that's not the sign for you being angel or not. The sign is, what is your contribution in making the world better? Through your real work, consistent work, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 40 years, you have some legacy which can be shown. Oh, this soul was, she did that, she did that. In all parts of the world where service is taking place more than 10 years, 20 years, we see the cases when very good Baba's children leave body. For example, in St. Petersburg, in last 35 years, more than 150 very good Brahmins have left the body. Connected places also, 150. So all photographs are there. So every year, bhog is offered to them on the day of ancestors' feeding day. That's the we have our angelic ancestors of the Yaki, the original jewels. Their days are there, right? 18th January, Brahma Baba's day. 24th June, Mama's day. Then Didi's day is 24th July, 25th July. And then another day, Manohar Dadi's day in November. So many, many days. And then there is one day when all ancestors are remembered, gratitude offered, and they are fed. So we have a college, and we make that, all images there, and bhog is offered. And when they are remembered, one by one, sometime, what do we describe? Oh, this soul never thought about herself. She was always worrying about others, how to help them, how to give them. This soul has done everything what was required in the beginning. Otherwise, establishment couldn't take place. So we remember all this work they did. So never mistaken angel, those who appear, give vision and disappear and do nothing. Hi, hello, sweets, candy. No. Real angels are in kitchen, real angels are in transport, real angels are that, right? We all work, isn't it? Is there anyone who is just an angel as vision, moves around? In Madhuban, we are given this opportunity to relax. We are freed from cooking, washing. In Madhuban, we are given this opportunity to pay special attention for inner work. But in our life, we do this journey by giving a good contribution. Wherever we stay, wherever we have a role. So focus on soul consciousness. Second thing, when I say that my perfect image of angel is here and I'm coming close, so one definition, one part of definition of angel is light. Being of light means your bones and everything is being used in service, only light will be left. And second is lightness, easiness, flexibility. So that lightness, how that comes? Of course, when I remember I am soul, it will be easy for me to stay flexible with everyone, anyone. But big burden on mind is of desires. Desires, expectations make you heavy. Not light. Heavy weight Brahmin. Heavy weight Brahmin. And what is that heavy weight? I want people should understand me. I want that in my center this should be like, I want this should happen like that. I want to achieve this stage. I want my all family members should accept this. Wants. So more wants, less watts of light and lightness. Wants cloud the watts of light. One is 100 watt light current And another is 60 watt, 20 watt. Wants, reduce your watts. And lightness. Heavy. Darkness is there around you. Your company won't allow people to feel lightness. So how can I check that I have desires which make me happy? That I check through the chart which Baba has told today. And what was that? Do I remain happy constantly, consistently? And this happiness is increasing. Because my desires cannot be fulfilled instantly. And when my desire is not fulfilled, I am not happy at that time. And not much problem that my desire is not fulfilled, my thought is not fulfilled, but I am unhappy because what I wanted, she got it. Or what I wanted, I didn't get it because of her. So this makes me unhappier. Yes? No? So heaviness increases and what? Light comes down. From 100 watt, instantly I become 10 watt. No light comes. Sorrow going. So, it is final. Brahmin is not the permanent final stage. It is in making, angel in making. So, I have to have resolution for me. Which Baba has says, let anything go. God has spoken to us Brahmins. Let anything go. But happiness should not go. Means it is final. Then I am on wrong track. If happiness is going, it means I am going wrong. I am choosing wrong. Happiness should not go. And which happiness? Spiritual joy. So sometimes we start wanting the things which in fact are not really necessary, but because others have, so I too want to have them. Someone is living in Harmony House and someone is Raj Rishi. How can I become angel? This is my problem. I don't have an explanation. Why can't I be in Harmony House? Yes? Okay, I can simply go and ask, please put me in Harmony House. Then there are two options. Whether I will be explained or I will get it. And what are the chances more? Shashi Didi used to say sometime that everyone wants to have this and then I have only this much. And I in advance have blood pressure before coming of the group. Now it's already not that stage. And I say to Baba, Baba, I cannot put everyone like this. Someone has to be put like this. Someone like, it's you now have to take care of their intellects. So desires take away our happiness. So let anything go, but not happiness. So this gradually brings me to the stage where I am able to drop some of the dependencies on desire of getting respect, dependency on appreciation, recognition, dependency on the objects. If I get this object, I'm happy. If I get this room, I'm happier. It's not that only we all have gone through that journey. I remember coming first time in Madhuban, or in the initial years in Madhuban, it was 30 people in one room. And certainly no bed. So what you will have? Like a train. In the train you have sleeper area, mattress, firm mattress. Like this, you will have only this much. This is very big. This much. Only this much. Exactly join. I can't say, please remove it little bit. Give me a distance. My private place. I need space for me. Okay, then go home. But even thought was not there. We didn't have even thought like this, that, oh, I have my own mattress, my own space in Madhuban, officially assigned. 35 names, 30 names, and my name is there. I have got this much space in Oho. It was joy. And what about suitcase? No almirahs in the room anywhere. Suitcase was the pillow. Pillow was suitcase. Whether you use it or not, it is up to you. But it has to be at that place behind your head, and you take this all happy. Someone is coughing, someone is, you know, but the moment I allow the insect of desire enter and creep into my mind, then I see it overcrowd, too much. But then I don't see anyone, I see only myself. I have got a space. How many others are there, I don't know, but I have got space. So then I remain light and happy. And so what happened is, at least I did exercise of leaving the bondage of comfort. It's a big bondage, leisure, comfort. Because do you think that God is such a father who has allergy from the comfort of the children? Can't he do simsim and make very 5-star hotel quality accommodation? He can do like that. But he has to make us free from bondages. So once that bondage is gone, what we have seen is, even if we don't ask people wherever we go, but they will arrange, like, you know, Prime Minister of some place is coming. They will make at the center 5-star room. You don't expect, you don't request. But once it has gone from your heart, any desire that you need like this, only then you can live or serve, then the path is open. It happens automatically. But if you pull towards yourself, you desire, it runs away. This is law. Because desire is ignorance. And deserving is law of action. You do, you deserve. And what you do? Renunciation. Renunciation brings you the whole fortune. You renounce the desire, fortune is created. Hello? Happy? Happy? Or not? We have, because angels will get everything. See what golden age Baba is making for us. Can we say to Baba, you can give me 5 feet lesser palace. You will give me palace there. You can reduce 5 feet from that. But that 5 feet, give me in Gyan Sarovar bigger room. Can you say that? No. Here I have yet to be freed from this bondage yet. Similarly, getting recognition. So one was concentration and another is monitoring, managing, removing, renouncing desires, checking them. First is soul conscious chat and practice, and second is taking care of desires so that to have consistent happiness, because that will keep me less weight, lightweight angel. Angels are not heavy weight, and what makes us heavy are desires. And we are always moving everywhere as not those who have all treasures, but we are moving as the creatures looking for something. Our vision is as subjects. They move, they do window shopping. Maybe this thing is good. Check the pocket, can I have that or not? Kings, full with treasures. Okay, now become king and sit.
पिता को अब याद करो मुक्ति धाम।
I think we can have some time for questions. Not questions of the kind that you have not understood anything. You are very intelligent. But if some other dimension has to be seen or any query, yes, it will help to go into more depth.
If you raise your hands,
you can ask in your language, then translation will be done.
So let me start. Didi, you mentioned something about the process in the mind.
Yeah.
What happens is we get stuck sometimes. We don't have so much clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You can think very clearly the options, and we feel stuck. Our minds is, and we are repeating the information like, I'm a soul, I'm a point of light. But you're able to take it forward and have that clarity. How to have that clarity and move ahead?
Got translation? You got translation? Question is translated? Okay. So this is what is called dilemma. That we think that soul consciousness, I am a soul, this is one spot. No. I am a soul, this is vastness. It's not just a point. It's vastness of an eternal being. I am an eternal being. So I don't need any other sentence or any other thought to go somewhere else. I have to go into experience of this same one thought, because eternity means forever, and forever this sofa was not there, I was there. Roof was not there, I was there. America was not there, I was there. Continents were not there, I was there. They got separated continents. In the beginning it was one, I was there. I am a soul, eternal. Languages were not there. There was only one language, Hindi. I was there. This all souls were there, always, eternity. Same sentence, but going into that experience, staying on that, holding that, but because of impatience, it's not because of lack of knowledge. And impatience, being impatient is has become our nature. So therefore it happens with all of us at some point. And Baba then helps us to become patient. We think that every day there will be new Baba, every day there will be some new soul, and therefore we use the word creative meditation. So this is also like a sweet illusion creation for the self. This is eternal creation. You can't recreate eternity. It is created forever. It is already created and creative. So when we think of subtle from gross intellect, so we then look for something more. Truth is essence, and this is all. That is what the whole truth. I am a soul is not incomplete truth, that I have to add something into that. Getting somewhere? I am soul. But certainly when I start in the beginning, I have never went into these realms. I am impatient. So it takes time. But I don't have to change the path. Path is this. That's called, Baba told, wandering. I have to make my mind understand, yes, you are a soul. And then I reach to that stage, not by changing the thought or adding some thoughts into that. Soup is this. You will get a soup through only this truth. That you will feel satisfied. You will feel tasty. Getting experience means meditation is becoming tasty for us. But ingredient is this. But you have to hold so that you reach. And see, you can. Everyone can check their own practice. Do you give that much time that you don't have any other thoughts about anyone? Because now we have entered into a very challenging phase of society where we have bombardment of information, messaging from calls. So much keeps coming, and always we have. So that is not going to give us experiences. We will have to control, give ourselves time. For example, when I realized I am soul, when I realized I am soul, and I was crying, I don't want to become body again. I don't want. But I didn't have power. And whenever I see someone, I forget I am a soul because I see face. So I used to walk like this. 1 week not seeing anyone because I want to remain soul. I am soul. Little bit I see someone, I remember this is mother, this is father. But I want to remain soul. So that stage passed. After 1 week, 10 days, I was able to now see the face, but remember I am a soul. Then mother used to say, where are you? I have lost you. Come in the kitchen and help. So many carrots are to be cut. As soon as I take knife and cut, I become body. And I again weep, I don't want to become body. I want to remain soul. So then I reduced the speed, because through that I can observe the process. So I started cutting. I am a soul using hand, knife, and I enjoyed. Oh, now I can be soul while chopping also. One more step. And now no matter what you do, you may create any disturbance. You may cry, you may fight. But you can't make me body now. Ultimately, we reach to that stage. Do anything. We are set on our seat. So that stage comes through practice. It's not just like that. It is remembered, practice makes a man perfect. And Baba says, practice will make you angel. So that's how. So he has asked this question on everyone's behalf. Yes?
Well, it was a personal question,
from
but I'm sure everybody else can use it.
Yeah. Okay. Anyone? Yes, brother?
Can you get up?
Ina Dudvinasatri Satna.
What is the picture that a Brahmin sees, and what is a picture that the angel sees?
Brahmin also is a pure being, because I have committed myself for the pure life. Although sanskars are changing, but still Baba says you have to see the soul star. But that is like as that hit and trial. Yes, sometime I hit the point, sometime I am not able to see the soul because I see sanskars, manners of this one, some behavior which this soul did last day. But angel has that permanent, stable vision, the picture that yes, this is a pure soul. That's the difference. Otherwise, it's the same. But this is sometime up, down, coming down, going up. Like monkeys, they never sit stable. So Baba says, I make you from monkey to deity. So that's what the difference. Okay.
Om Shanti Didi. My question is, when I experience I am a soul, I have tasted the truth and I want to stay in that form, but it's quite difficult when I come into interaction with another Brahman or any ordinary soul, those who are not in Gyan.
Yeah.
How I can just remain in that essenceful, blissful soul, and also I see Brahma Baba all the time. Like it's a just stop.
So I have understood. Can I reply?
Sure.
Because I can read your thoughts now. Okay. So just few minutes ago, I shared that when we start, we are not stable at that time. We try to hold it. It's the beginning. But we have to be patient. Through patience, we repeat it. And this chart helps you. Without checking and monitoring, no one can become stable. Which chart? I'm sure that most of you are not following that chart. Or maybe they have not followed in their beginning time. So therefore, it's not easy. It's not impossible, but it's not easy then to stay soul conscious when we do not follow the proper path. Okay? One thing is this. Second, I don't know anything else other than Murli which can keep me in stable soul conscious stage. There is nothing else, because only God reminds us 100 times in a day that you are a soul. Only God sees us as soul. And you start listening Murli, you read it, take Murli in your hand. Your soul, 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 soul. You are my children. Why you forget it? This. So if I am regular Murli student and I take Murli, underline points and practices which Baba gives, and I do it instantly, then this is called a capacity building exercise. Every day Murli, increase my capacity to hold this truth that I am a soul. Because this is truth. And it is very heavyweight truth. But in order to hold it 24 hours, it's like 50 kg, 100 kg you want to just hold for the whole day. You can't. You will drop it. So this is truth. And we are in the false world. And we have sanskaras of falsehood. body conscious, I am this, I am that. So with that, it's not easy to hold soul consciousness. So I don't have to be disheartened. I have to take it as a play, because ultimately Baba is holding my hand and Baba is teaching me and I'm doing it and Baba is helping me. So enjoy doing it, increase it, right? Through Murli reading, one Murli read, another read, third read. We don't read whole Murli. I read this whole Murli of the day, two times, three times, four. But another Murli, just one sentence. Baba, this soul said me like that. Okay, I open Murli, Baba says something good. Oh, okay. It's like you have vacuum cleaner, some point like vacuum cleaner, some point like cream, some point like powder, means you do makeup of your eyes, your smile, because when you talked with this sister or brother, you were not happy. And you open Murli, Baba says something, and your curve becomes beautiful, right? So this is curve of smile. So this is how. And here, success or victory is not in that you are just in one go soul conscious angel. That's not going to happen. The success and victory is in that now you have learned to come out quickly from any ups and downs. Previously it could be 1 week or 1 month, and now 1 second. Previously you could create 1,000 thoughts about one word of other person, and now it does not even go in your ear. Yes? That's it. Time. Do. Yeah.
I see Brahma Baba all the time.
Yeah.
And in like form of angelic form.
Yeah.
And even now also I can see your aura.
Mm.
So that time I feel like it's a, like I'm reminding myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometime when you just feel like stuck, you're not experiencing the same feeling.
Yeah.
And you just want to come out.
Yeah.
You know, how I can, and what is your practice in your life so that we can get help?
Very good. Baba has already told us also that how you will get stuck. So therefore, I in advance know, if I will do this, I will get stuck. If you go to dining room that way, you will get stuck. If you go that way, you will feel easy. So how I will get stuck? If I will have some expectation, if I will have some desire, if I will notice role of this one or some scars of this one, I will get stuck. Because I have already experienced it. That last time I got stuck. And now I am not going to stuck anymore. So for one thing, you are allowed to get stuck once. So that you have experience. But second time, you should not stuck for the same thing. Who got it? For anything, when it is for the first time, you got stuck, no problem. You come out through regular Murli. Same day Baba gives Murli, next day Baba gives Murli and takes you out. But second time, don't get stuck in that. That will be your mistake. Somebody told you something which is not right and you got stuck. How? Not because that one told, but you created question. Why that one told that? You can't put button on people's mouth. You can't lock their mouth. You can close your ear. That's it. So when I think of others, I get stuck. when I will think of myself, what I have to do, I will stop getting stuck. Okay? One rule. No parchintan. Swachintan. What I have to do. This person is 100% wrong. It does not mean, oh, now I have license to put finger on that side. Because this person is 100% wrong. No. I will get stuck. Even if this person is wrong, but what I am supposed to do? I am supposed to be pure-hearted, kind-hearted. That's how we come out. Otherwise, I will be enjoying this process of fault-finding, which is not God's task, so not mine also. Okay? Okay, that's it.
Shanti Didi, I know you practice many angelic exercise. Maybe you can share with us very easy exercise now.
Which exercise? Physical?
Angelic exercise, please.
No.
No?
They are all angels already.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
So,
okay.
You can all just, for a minute, if it is easy for you, stand on your stand and just move your hands light. And then we will have 5 minutes, very good minutes. Yes, move like this. Move your feet, both right, left side. Open vast. Yeah. And like this, fingers, move fingers. Mm-hmm. Yes. Take up. Keep on taking breath. Yeah. Deep inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Yeah. Good, okay. No question anymore? So only angels? Huh? Only angels will go? If you think only angels, give a good clap. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, and now do like this. You are an angelic personality. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, Didi.
Mm-hmm. So now we'll have sweet Baba's remembrance.